This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, Joe. 560 The Joe, Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard over the past 24 hours here on 560 The Joe. Where you at? I am Dan Day. I'm out on social media all over the place, at Dan Day Radio, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and if there's ever demand, seriously, I will go on OnlyFans. That's a vow that I make to you, and more to myself. Nonetheless, I make a vow that we're going to get to some of the Joe Rose Show, talking to Zoo Miami's Ron McGill. Greeny! They're going to go live to the podium to hear Coach K give his retirement speech, even though he's still got a season in him. Then finally, Hawk is out, Joe Zagacki in, Crowder still there, talking about UFOs. Right now, talking about some headlines. The Marlins lost their sixth in a row last night, falling to Pittsburgh 5-3. The two play again tonight at 7:05. Dan Marino says he is rooting for Bill Belichick to not beat his former coach Don Shula's all-time wins record in the NFL. Patriots coach is still 48 wins away from tying the record. Last night in the NBA playoffs, LeBron James suffered his first-round loss when Phoenix defeated LA 113-100, also ending their season, Portland, as Denver defeated them 126-115. Tonight's NBA playoffs will see the Mavericks take on the Clippers at 9, with Dallas holding a 3-2 series lead on LA. Pat Riley addressed the media yesterday and said the Heat need some downtime after an exhausting year for the team. Miami faces an interesting offseason with cap space and free agency. The U.S. men's national team got a late goal to defeat Honduras 1-0 last night. They face Mexico in the CONCACAF final Sunday at 9 p.m. Tonight's NHL playoffs features Montreal versus Winnipeg at 7:30, with Montreal leading 1-0. Then at 10, Las Vegas will take on Colorado, with the Avalanche leading 2-0 in the series. The Canes baseball team have just opened regional play against South Alabama in Gainesville. And now, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. The highway was left blood red after an 18-wheeler full of tomatoes crashed in England. No catch up for you. A British website is offering people $40 an hour to sunbathe, and will even throw in some free garden furniture. Excuse me while I go apply. A woman has revealed that she prepares 3 meals a night to satisfy her picky family. Mom of the Year, while at the same time, Worst Family Members of the Year nominations. Studies show bees can figure out math problems. Great, now bees are better at math than me. Experts say it is equally acceptable to spell donuts D-O-N-U-T-S as it is D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T-S. Wait, there's donut experts? The Pentagon is expected to give their long-awaited UFO report to Congress. Finally! We're going to get into the UFOs in just a little bit on the Hawk and Crowder Show, because that's kind of what those guys do. But right now, we're getting the meat and potatoes from the Joe Rose Show. They're talking to Zoo Miami's Ron McGill about pythons, Dania Beach monkeys, and Zoo Miami. It's back.
Are we going to get him outside the zoo for a second?
We have to. Well, he's probably at the zoo.
No, he is. Right. But, well, yeah, because he talks to the animals in the morning, drives around. And
he's talking to us, right?
They all talk
to him.
All
right, Ron McGill going to join us here for a couple minutes. Good morning, Ron. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Always great to start my morning with you guys.
Ron, we got to ask you about this this python thing. I saw the governor is, oh, we got a bad problem, and we're trying to figure out if we can eat them now, and we want everybody to hunt and get involved in the Florida Python Challenge. And then some lady comes out and's talking about python jerky and how she makes it, and there's pictures. What do you think? Are we ever going to be – they're trying everything to get rid of these pythons. First of all, there's no way to get rid of them, is there?
No, I don't think there's any way to get rid of them totally short of some kind of pathogen, natural pathogen that comes in and wipes them out, some kind of a pandemic for pythons. But short of that, we're not going to get rid of them just by trying to catch them all, because we'll never be able to find them all. You know, they're estimated to be tens of thousands, over 100,000, some say, of these pythons in the Everglades. And I've been in the Everglades, Joe, where, you know, you're tracking pythons, and I'm right next to one, and I don't see it. And the only reason we know it's there is because we put these transponder chips in them so we can track them, so we can find other ones. And I'll be 10 feet from it, looking right where it is, and I can't see it. You know, you think you can go out there and hunt. People don't realize how vast the Everglades is and how, you know, really impenetrable it is in many areas. So it's ludicrous to think we're going to go out there and catch them all. This is kind of, in my opinion, this is kind of like a publicity thing to kind of raise awareness of how serious the problem is and that we do need to get rid of them.
Ron, python jerky, though, really? Is that where we're at now?
Yeah, what'd you think of the lady trying to promote this python jerky?
You know, Joe, you know, right now we're thinking, come on, you got to be out of your minds. But, you know, it could be something that people like and they taste it. And, you know, I think when people first said, you know, I'm going to eat an alligator, people said, oh, you just said, I'm going to eat you out of your mind, an alligator? Come on, disgusting. And all of a sudden somebody has an alligator tail and they went, whoa, this is not so bad. And, you know, if they can come up with a commercial use for the thing, it becomes somewhat of an economic drive, then they'll say, hey, listen, you know, I don't really give a darn about pythons, but if I can sell some python meat and make some money and maybe eat something that tastes good, it might help to take these pythons out. It's what they did with the lionfish. Remember when they first caught lionfish? They said, well, you can't eat these things. And all of a sudden, they came up with cookbooks for lionfish, which it's freaking delicious when it's prepared properly. And people say, yeah, catch me some lionfish. So it's a way to get to the goal.
Yeah, I got you. No question. All right, are you ready to go back in the zoo now? I got a question for you. So we're out feeding the giraffes with the kids, with the grandkids, and we're going through it. And
Joe Rose with grandkids. Man, I can't believe that.
Well, that's where we are. That's where we are. Hey, so do those giraffes all get along? Like, can you put all the giraffes out at once and they'll get along?
Yeah.
Or there's no problem?
Yeah, giraffe are herd animals. So they actually kind of depend on each other's presence in the herd as lookouts for any kind of danger, and they do bond with each other. So giraffe are herd animals. You know, they're animals like the black rhino that's not a herd animal. Solitary animal. You don't put black rhinos together. You don't put tigers together. Now, lions are put together. Lions are the only large social cat.
Right.
So you need to know the social structure of the animal, but giraffes are definitely a herd animal and can be put out all together.
All right, I have one more dumb question. We were laughing
about
this.
It's not a dumb question. I told you had to ask these questions to Ron. You can't ask them to me. I don't know
the
answers.
So the monkeys, as you come in, the monkeys are all kind of split up on their own little tree there, and there's a little space between them. Is there any way that if one got real salty with the other one, as far as male monkeys go, that one could flip over and get over to the other tree? Because it sure looks like it, man. It looks like
it. Yeah, no, they could. They could if they wanted to, Joe. They have the physical capability to swing from one island to the next. Having said that, they have already established their territories. That's why if you come here early in the morning when the zoo first opens, you'll hear them calling. You hear the siren.
First thing, I got it. I got that sound. That's why I stood there and watched it, and I go, oh, one's threatening to kick the other one's ass right now.
The one's basically telling the other one, listen, you stay there, I'll stay here, and life will go on. Cross the bridge, there's going to be trouble. And they respect each other that way. That's how animals communicate, Joe. You know, we can learn a lot from animals, you know, on learning how to get along.
That's how I communicate with
Hollywood. So you're saying you don't have Republican and Democrat monkeys. That's beautiful, man. That's very nicely put right there.
I don't think so. Ron, by the way, I told these guys, I think your Twitter feed, your social media feeds are always really fun because you get these incredible pictures. And I was showing Joe the picture of the mother. What is it? The mother and the daughter, the tiger picture. That's unbelievable. What a great picture.
Yeah, great picture.
Brother, I waited. I've been out there for days and hours on end waiting. You have no idea because that mother never comes out. She's very shy. And when she comes out, she's never next to the cub. They're running away and all I get their butt ends. It was hours and hours. I got that picture right before the skies opened up and it started pouring. And it was just a split second, man. You know, photographers will appreciate that moment when you catch that moment, you know. So when I put that on my Twitter feed, I'm so flattered by all the people who go to my Twitter and my Instagram and stuff and say, oh, wow, these pictures are great. I really enjoy sharing that. That's why I'm on those social media platforms, just trying to connect people with wildlife. And hopefully when they see these pictures, they go, you know what? That's something we need to protect.
Ron, I don't want to kiss your ass too much, but that zebra picture, that was you who took that picture too?
Oh, yeah, the zebra picture, yeah.
Ron, that's your best work. That's your best work I've seen in a while. Were you? Were you a foot away from it?
Yeah, well, no, I wasn't. I had a really long lens, and I just positioned myself in a way so that, you know, it compresses the photo, which makes all the lines turn into, like, this beautiful graphic design, which, you know, like I say, if you take the time to really look at nature, you're looking at the greatest art on the planet.
Yep. It's really good
I just
stuff.
Showed Joe that picture. That zebra picture is just fantastic. Right.
So I got to ask you an out-of-shape, old guy and maybe a guy overweight question for the zoo. And again, I got to be careful because – no, I was talking about myself,
it's us,
actually.
It's for us, yeah.
So – best way to get around on a hot day, if people are coming out this weekend, would you recommend the guy that decides to get in one of those carts that he's got to ride the bike and he's not getting a lot of help from his kids and he's got to by himself, because I see those guys gassed a little bit. Are you better off just walking? What would you recommend?
Well, Joe, if you have the capability, listen, I think it's a great deal. We have these VIP tours now. They book up really early, but it gives you your own private golf cart with your own private guide. It includes a meal ticket, too, so you get a meal basket.
It's
$89 a person, but it's a two-hour tour with your private guide on a golf cart. You get the satisfaction of driving by these people, walking in the heat, going, oh, my God, how do I get one of those? And you just smile, like, because I'm Joe Rose. You know what I'm saying?
It's one of those things. Nice. No, I'm looking at it.
I'm showing him the picture
awesome.
Now, Ron. Yeah, the golf cart.
Yeah,
right.
The VIP tour. That's the way to do it, brother. But you got to, they sell out every weekend. They're sold out ahead of time. So you got to make the reservations ahead of time. But I'm telling you, that's the way to go. That is the way to go. And when you think about it, listen, it costs you $100 just to get into Disney. Here for $89, you're going to get a private guide on a golf cart and a meal included.
Right, that's great. That's
Ron, I think I sent you a picture last time I was there, because we went on one of the tram rides around the whole park, me, my son, and my wife. And I had such a good time, and I saw so much of the park, everything, and was basically given information on everything we drove by.
Yeah.
That's a good way to go, too. The VIP experience is something.
Tram
that tram's
is good,
awesome.
The problem is, yeah, the tram is good, but the problem is now on weekends it gets so busy they don't run the tram on weekends.
Oh.
They only run their monorail on weekends because they can't get the tram through the walkways.
Right.
There's so many people in the walkways. So the tram only runs on weekdays.
That was
so
awesome.
If you're coming on a weekend, which most people want to do, I'm telling you that VIP tour is the way to go, brother.
You're back 100% capacity, right? Are you guys back?
Yep. Yep, we're fully open. Everything's up and everything's going.
Well, listen, man, we just wanted to thank you for coming on, talk a little bit about the zoo. And you answered some questions that old people have when they're walking around watching, like, I wonder, and you answered them, so thank you.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be with you guys, man. Be safe, stay healthy, enjoy the day.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, take care. Take care.
Always good to hear from Ron McGill, taking things a little light as it is the weekend. So up next, we're going to hear from the Greeny Show.
Comes up there and he calls me a goat. I was glad he didn't call me a donkey.
Coach K addresses the masses about his pending retirement, plus some reggae music, because it's a feel-good Friday here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. 560 The Joe Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard over the past 24 hours here on 560. I am Dan Day at Dan Day Radio on all the social medias, and it is a feel-good Friday, so I got that reggae music. Make you feel irie all weekend long here in South Florida, as if you didn't have enough reasons to feel good. Now, a little extra something. As we say in South Louisiana, where I'm originally from, a little lanyap. A little something extra. The reggae music. Got a little something extra for you right now. Greeny Show, they're diving into Coach K's address from the podium on his pending retirement.
From North Carolina, Durham to be exact, which is where Mike Krzyzewski any moment now will address the media and the world for the first time since it was announced that this coming season will be the last of his ridiculously successful and brilliant career. I can see some people starting to work their way into the room. I have a live feed. Our TV folks are providing that for me, so I'll be able to see right when he walks in, and we'll give you a sense of when he has entered the room. Again, Mike Krzyzewski, who you could make an argument, you could defend an argument, has been the most successful sports coach in the history of our country. When you consider everything that he has done, including what he's done with USA basketball and all the success in college, they've just turned out the lights, and here he is. He has just entered. Mike Krzyzewski is walking into the arena where they are doing what looks like a light display. He's holding hands with his wife, who you've seen sitting courtside at his games forever. He's wearing a mask, which he has just taken off or pulled down. I can see he's now ascending a flight of stairs. So Mike Krzyzewski will be addressing the media right now. Let's listen in. Coach K announcing the end of his brilliant coaching career. Again, standing there, I can see he's now clapping along. There seems to be music playing. The fans, there are people who are assembled there. They're all applauding for him, and he is sort of clapping along. Maybe they're playing the Duke fight song. I can't hear it. I can see it. As I sit here, and again, I will let you know when he is walking directly to the microphone and beginning his address. Mike Krzyzewski, who has been at Duke, has led them to 5 national championships and 12 Final Fours, began his head coaching career at Army in 1975. Legendary, played for Bob Knight in his earlier life, and again is there standing now and sort of basking in the adoration, and he is taking a seat. Let's see if he is the first to start speaking. Here's Coach K.
Coach Krzyzewski, thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks, you know, listening to you guys and hearing the music. Wow, I miss that music. I miss people on the court. I miss Cameron. And I'm so excited about this upcoming year. A couple of our guys are in the audience. We had a Zoom yesterday. You know I'm excited to coach you guys. And I'm so proud of have been the coach at Duke University. It is a little bit tough, though. You know, my AD, my friend, Kevin White, comes up there and he calls me a goat. I was glad he didn't call me a donkey, you know, but... and then it's not about having a run next year. It's about having a finish, just so we're on the same wavelength. Thank you all for being here. As so many important people in the audience, I will tell you the most important people are right here in front of me. My family, my daughters, their husbands, and my 10 amazing grandchildren. And how lucky are we that we've had this, for most of the time, whenever they were born, we've had them here right with us. And that's helped immensely. And it really what's happened, then we've been a family. We've been a family. And then with all my guys, the guys who are on my staff, with John taking over after this year, he'll be incredible. Chris, Nolan, you know, all my former players who've come back to help coach, and it's been a family atmosphere. And I just want to tell you, I've been a very lucky guy. I mean, a really lucky guy. When I was 16, I was a junior in high school and at Weber High School in Chicago, and I had a coach, and then I had a teacher, Coach Ostrowski and Father Rogue, and they had such an impact on me that I knew what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I wanted to be a coach. I wanted to be a teacher. And that's what I've been. But I've been that, and I've gotten some incredible, amazing opportunities. Yeah, the very first opportunity, God was good. God was really good. He gave me my mom and dad. They were really good. What an opportunity. And I've had so many opportunities, more than almost anybody, I think. But that was a great opportunity to grow up in the Krzyzewski family. Even though a mother with 8th grade education, a father with 2 years of high school, they had a belief in education, and they had a belief in me. I didn't know that at that time. I felt it probably every day of my life. And so what presented the first opportunity to go to West Point, I wouldn't have taken it. Without their belief. I was afraid, and I was afraid when I was there. But their belief was always behind me. There are a lot of people who have, most of us get a certain number of opportunities. Some of us get more than others. The best opportunities are the opportunities that are backed up with belief. My mom told me when I was in high school at Weber, she said, Michael, whenever she had something important, it was Michael. Michael, always be with good people. And I followed her advice my whole life. And so when I was at West Point, how lucky can you get? I'm at the greatest leadership school in the world, the greatest character building school in the world, and I'm playing for one of the greatest coaches of all time in Bob Knight. Boom, boom, boom. Those aren't punches that knock you out. Those are punches that give you that leadership character, the knowledge of playing for, you know, a brilliant, brilliant coach. How lucky can you get? I can get a lot more lucky. I get to serve in the Army, and after I do my service, and Coach Knight gives me an opportunity to go to Indiana and go to graduate school. I'm there for 1 year. They have one of the greatest teams of all time. I learned there. And then at 28, you think Shire's young. He's 33. I was 28, although, you know, more handsome, you know, at that time in my life. And in my opinion, Marcel, not in your opinion. All right. And the people at West Point believed in me. I got that opportunity, and as a result, we turned around a 7-44 program into a 73-59 program. And then you get lucky again. Yeah, interview for the Duke job. The guy who had the most belief in me was Tom Butters. He really believed in me, and he believed in me multiple times. And he gave me this opportunity, and after 3 years, most people wanted that opportunity to go to someone else. I guess that's a nice way of saying they wanted to get rid of me, but not the guy who believed in me. Not the guy who believed in me. My opportunities were followed with belief. The best. The very best. And we started all of this. All of this. And then in the mid-90s, I got extremely sick physically, emotionally, mentally, and was going to get out of coaching. He believed in me again. But there was another guy who believed in me. His name was Keith Brody. He was my second president, and I've had great presidents. Keith Brody was, in my 41 years here, was the best person I've ever known. And during that time of presidency, he believed in me. He should. We won a couple championships and all that. But he believed in me in one of my darkest hours for those months of rehabbing and getting better. He believed in me every day. Another opportunity. Wouldn't have taken advantage of it without belief. Strong belief. Throughout the years, it was a little bit easier to believe in me. Championships. And I'm glad a lot of recruits believed in me because they made me a heck of a lot better coach. Some of the great players in the history of college basketball played right here. Played right here. And every day I had an opportunity to be with the best. And I found that relationship I had with the reverse of the relationship I had with Ostrowski, Coach Ostrowski and Father Rogge. Now they believed in me. Wow, what a life. I then get an opportunity to coach the United States team. 11 years. Jerry Colangelo. He said, I want you. You're a college coach, and I want you to coach the national team. I jumped at it. And in our first competition, we lost. We didn't know what we were doing yet. And Greece beat us in the World Championships in Tokyo in 2006.
Powerful stuff right there from Coach K. Whether you love him or hate him, not a huge fan, got to respect him. Very, very cool stuff. He's got one more season in him, a farewell tour. We'll see how it goes. We're going to see how it goes since Hawk is out, but Joe Zagacki in with Crowder.
Devin Booker went for 47 points, and he didn't correct. I don't know that he congratulated him.
No, LeBron should have got in front of him what he should have done, Joe. Yeah, the Suns are a better team, especially with Anthony Davis. We all saw. He tried last night, but he couldn't play.
I think it's going to go pretty well. Stick around for some reggae music and more of that here on 560 The Joe. Radio Rewind.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
560 The Joe, Radio Rewind. Winning back some of the best you've heard over the past 24 hours here on 560 The Joe. How you doing? I am Dan Day. As you can hear, it is a feel-good Friday. Got that good reggae music going on, and you're just feeling good. You're vibing. You know the weekend's going to be great. You know you live, or you're at least in South Florida. So, go ahead and chase the devil like Romeo Max is telling you to do. Max Romeo, Romeo Max, chase the devil. Oh, yes. You're going to do that a little bit tonight. Going to go hang out with my dude downstairs in my apartment complex. Giuseppe, Nathan, maybe my man Marco will be there. Going to have a good old time. Yeah. That's what it's all about in South Florida. We're always having a good old time right here on 560 The Joe. Weekdays from 2 to 6, Hawk and Crowder living it up. Especially Hawk today. He is living it up because he's off today. He took a vacation day. Solana, not so much. His tore his ACL and he just had surgery, so we're hoping the best for him. I have not communicated with him yet because he's got enough going on in his life. When everything starts to calm down, I'll start texting. I'll start calling. I'll start asking him if he needs me to bring soup or beer or whiskey or whatever to his house so he can recover fully. Fast recovery, Solana. We're looking out for you. Joe Zagacki also looking out for us. Miami Hurricanes, they got a little baseball action going on, but they're in Gainesville, so he's apparently not traveling with the team because he was here today. I saw the man in person, he and Channing Crowder, throwing it down to the studio. Danny G filling in for Solana, who's on the injured reserve, and they are making it happen right now. Talking about Lakers, they're done. What's up with Jelly Donuts and UFOs? Oh yeah, they're real.
Bunch of NBA games last night. We got a game tonight. LeBron is out. Marlins have lost 6 in a row. Hurricanes play at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, sir. You feel bad for LeBron?
I do not.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I can't put
my finger on it because I admire the way he plays, but lately it seems like he complains about a lot of stuff. And then last night, all the attention is on LeBron, and a lot of people were offended that he just walked off the floor. And Devin Booker went for 47 points, and he didn't correct. I don't know that he congratulated him.
No, LeBron should have got in front of him what he should have done, Joe. The Suns are a better team, especially with Anthony Davis. We all saw. He tried last night, but he couldn't play.
That was the most points a guy ever scored against a LeBron team in the playoffs, 47. Wow. That Booker, he can score.
Oh, that team with Aiden, Booker, and those guys, Chris Paul, we got to give him credit. He's old, but he does something to him, Joe. But no, I like the Suns in the West now, especially with the Clippers about to get knocked out.
Why does LeBron get on our nerves? Is it because we still hold it against him that he left here? He beat the Heat last year. He always seems to offer an opinion on something. I'm not sure what it is, but I think a lot of people are like, hey, LeBron said I'm not playing in the Olympics, and everybody was like, okay, fine, you know, we've had enough of you for the last year and a half.
I don't know. I want to speak for you, Joe. For me, I respect him as a father, what he does with his kids, as a philanthropist.
He does a lot of great work, no question.
I Promise School, and as a player, I think he's the second best player that I've seen in my life behind Michael Jordan. He'll never take over Michael Jordan. I don't give a damn about the championships and all. Michael was a more dominant player. He's just so calculated. That's why I don't like LeBron. Everything is the sub-tweeting and trying to get his point out there with not getting his point out there. Game five, he walked off the court with 5 minutes left. Last night, he walked off the court when he knew he was going to lose. I don't know. I don't think I would enjoy being his friend. That's why I don't like
him. Yeah, it just seems like there's always something else going on.
Yes.
Right? Some other motive. He's motivated by some other situation, whatever it is. And then, of course, you know, people make the comparison to Jordan and all that. One thing you knew about Michael Jordan, he was just playing ball.
Yes.
Right.
And LeBron has all, I keep saying, ulterior motives. You know what? Pat Riley said it. You know, the whole, if you have the guts, you want to walk out the door. It's always something.
I think a lot of people are still stunned by the way he did handle that situation. Just seemed like he didn't face up, go man to man, eyeball to eyeball with Riley.
He left him in the lobby while he was playing FIFA
And you don't do that to a guy that has that kind of reputation.
Yes.
Right?
And that's why I was happy.
I mean, Riley has earned a certain level of respect in the business he just earned a level of respect anywhere in life.
LeBron doesn't respect.
Yeah, you don't. And if you are always asking for respect, then you have to show respect as well.
I'm with you, right? Joe. Yes, so we're on the same page with LeBron.
We had the Marlins lost six in a row. What else is going on, Sports Bomber, on this Friday as we start things off?
Well, like you said, the Suns.
Pressure's on you, by the way.
113-100. This is the first time LBJ has ever been kicked out in the first round of the playoffs. Yep. So that's a little sum right there.
Okay.
14-1. 14-1. Yes.
So, and the Nuggets beat the Blazers last night 126-115 in Game 6. They win that series 4-2. Tonight, the Mavericks will take on the Clippers at 9 p.m. The Marlins will be taking on the Pirates tonight at 7:05. Cody Petit takes the mound for the Fish and Mitch Keller for the Buccos. And, hey, it's everybody's favorite food day because it's a double dose, baby. It's National Donut Day and National Cheese Day. So pick your tips, pick your poison.
Well, we're going to get the Donut Day in a moment. Joe, I have a beef to pick with donuts.
Joe, I think I got a little precursor to this, Joe. I got to kill you on this one.
No way.
I got to kill you on this one.
I heard two, so I think we're on the same page on that one.
I can't believe it. How can I be on the island by myself on a jelly donut?
A jelly donut!
You'd be
way
me.
Out there on your own, man.
Joe, you still eating candy cigarettes? Jelly donuts, Joe? That's 1945.
It's simple, is it not? Powdered jelly donut. And my outrage is there's a shortage. I went into Publix yesterday, probably the Publix you go to as well, and I'm just wandering around. I go into the bakery, and I said, you know, I haven't had a donut in a month. I've been pretty good. Working out, riding my bike, walking, can't run anymore. You have a jelly donut? And she said, no, we haven't had a jelly donut in 3 weeks. What do you mean? You had a shortage of jelly or a shortage of powder? How could you not have a jelly donut in the store for 3 weeks?
Supply and demand.
I heard last year, I understand, you know, last year we had a problem with salad. You couldn't get a salad because they were tainted. But what, is there something wrong with raspberry jelly?
No.
And by the way, a jelly donut is as American as an apple pie.
No.
Come on.
Jelly donuts, Joe. All the other, just glazed, the chocolate frost. There's so many bear claws. There's so many other good ones, Joe. We'll get into it.
All right, what else you got, Bomber?
What about this jelly donut?
Well, and finally, in what I like to call, what I think is the biggest story in the history of mankind, but nobody wants to talk about it anymore, the United States government has announced that UFOs are a real thing that they're investigating, and Marco Rubio wants a report on his desk at the end of the month.
Okay, so UFOs are right there with Bigfoot.
No, this is actually documented and real. This is not a Bigfoot
I saw,
thing.
You know, I saw some of that stuff on 60 Minutes. I shut it off.
Joe, the Loch Ness Monster.
You believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
No. Dinosaur living in a lake, I don't believe in, Joe. Bigfoot, there's not a big-ass gorilla man walking around. But, Joe, UFOs? The universe is so big. We're the only thing intelligent in this whole universe. I believe in aliens my whole life.
I've been on this earth now a substantial amount of time, and I've yet to see some little green guy pop up anywhere. So.
Because they're smarter
than
us.
It's not necessarily. It doesn't have to necessarily be an alien. There are many different. There are many different possible mind-blowing explanations for what these UAPs, as they call them now, might be. Like, think about it. Like, if it's not an alien, what if it's like some country that has this incredible new technology that is going to just change the way we conceptualize technology now? It could, whatever
well,
it
I could,
is,
I could see,
it's an object that moves
I
in a way that defies gravity, has no thrust, and it moves faster than anything we've ever seen. Like, whatever that is, that's insane. It's world-changing.
Well, I understand another country, an enemy, could have some gizmo flying out there to cause chaos. The question I would pose to you is, with all of our so-called intelligence, what country would that be?
That's exactly what we're trying to figure out, Joe.
And and how has that country kept it a secret for this long, since there are no secrets?
That's why it's such a great question, Joe.
Fellas, it's no country. They are not from here. They're coming from another universe out there in space. Joe, honestly, you believe that we're the only intelligent life forms in the universe, on Earth?
Yes.
Joe, that's mathematically impossible.
Really?
Mathematically, it's impossible.
And you have seen evidence of what?
Well,
to steal a line from one of these, what do they call them, immunologists yesterday, you need extraordinary evidence for an extraordinary plot or whatever. Do you have extraordinary evidence? This is like instant replay in the NFL.
Yes.
Do you have evidence to overturn?
Yes.
To overturn my call.
I saw Men in Black 1, Men in Black 2, and Men in Black International.
Oh, come on now, Channy, man. Don't make me look bad now.
Last
I got
was
real
garbage.
Science here, bro.
No. It's just a joke. Like, those stars, even though stars are billions of miles away. So those stars that are billions of miles away, we don't even know if Pluto really exists. There were Pluto, then there wasn't Pluto. Through my life, Joe, they told me that Pluto was nothing and Pluto was something. Pluto was nothing.
I think Pluto is a character at Disney World.
so way out there, billions of miles away, we're the only thing that can breathe and talk and think and communicate. I can't believe that.
Perhaps a billion miles away there is something, but on the little sphere that's spinning around that we're occupying, no.
Yeah, they're coming into our little sphere and hanging out with us.
But they've been saying that for years. Well, you go back to Halloween Night in the 30s when Orson Welles created on radio the War of the Worlds. War of the Worlds, right? And he said we were being invaded. People actually believed him.
People
were really
jumping off buildings and stuff.
He was really good at radio, by the way, for people to believe him. But people believed him that we were being invaded by aliens. So we haven't been invaded just yet.
Wait, how do you know? They might not be hostile, Joe. They might be friendly aliens. I can't go with you on this
okay,
one, Joe.
All right, we'll be.
So, Joe Z, you're saying there's a chance. Come on. We all know aliens exist and walk among us. They just kind of stay incognito, right? Right? Well, living in South Beach and Florida, South Florida, that, you kind of know a lot of aliens. Why else would they come? You know, hang out at the beach, have a good life here in South Florida. They've got enough technology to get here. Why not stay somewhere nice? They're not flying to Des Moines, Iowa. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not taking shots at Des Moines, Iowa. I'm just saying if they had the choice, and they do, they're choosing South Florida, not Des Moines, Iowa. They can be out of Los Olas in Fort Lauderdale. They'll go to the Elbow Room. They can go to On the Rocks in North Beach. All the cool little dive bars. If they want to go to South Beach, they can go to the Deuce. Maybe they can go to Lost Weekend. Maybe I'll be there. Maybe I'm one of them. It's just one of those things. Now, one man that has qualities far, far superior than most of us, the Godfather, Pat Riley. He had his exit interview the other day. He said some knowledgeable things. One thing that everybody wants to know about is what's going to happen with Victor Oladipo.
We knew, Dave, when we made the trade that there was a risk. He ended up injuring himself, you know, four games into this run, and he's had a surgery. And it would be like any other free agent that we would have on the team that sustained that injury. You know, he'll be rehabbing with us until he's healthy enough to get out of that cast. And I don't even think there's going to be any rehabbing going on right now at all. It's just healing. He's going to let it heal and heal and heal and get strong and attached. You know, from that standpoint, I think we'll just monitor him. We're going to work with him, and then we'll see what happens in August when we sit down and talk to him.
Interesting stuff there from the Godfather, ready for some more heat action, even though they just finished up action. It's always heat time here in South Florida. Basketball town, I can say that. We love the Dolphins, we love the Canes. Basketball town, a lot of people talking about another guy from another basketball town, Portland's own Dame Lillard, not being very satisfied with the organization. Maybe Miami, but we'd have to get back that 2023 pick from Oklahoma City. Riley addressed that.
Well, anytime you negotiate with anybody that has an asset of yours, then you got to find out what the cost would be. So we haven't had those kinds of discussions. We don't have any kind of understanding on anything. You know, OKC has that pick. It's protected. But now we got, you know, seven picks out of our next 8 years, basically, and we don't have many second-round picks. But Barry, to answer your question specifically, no, there's no understanding on the 20.
So maybe we can unlock this 2023 pick from Oklahoma City and get Dame Dalla here in South Florida. That would be a good fit because he shoots all over the place. He's kind of flashy, yet he's hardworking. He's down to earth. Yeah, one of my favorite players. And I love Portland, but I also love the Pelicans, but I also love the Heat. And if I can have him on the Heat in my town, watching him all the time, yes, indeed. So Dame Dalla, stay in Portland. It's best for everybody. But if you're going to go anywhere, the only two teams you should think about are the Heat and the Pelicans. One team you definitely don't want to go to, the Milwaukee Bucks. They're kind of, in Pat Riley's words, a little disrespectful, sort of, when they defeated us and sent out some tweets. The Godfather shows he's still got a little dog in him with these comments.
I wouldn't have ever tweeted out something like that. But that's, and I don't know who gets credit for that tweet or whatever. You know, we were the best team other than the Lakers last year. And we ended up in the finals, whether it was the bubble or anyplace else. And so, you know, I take pride in the fact that people will say that the Heat and its culture were best suited for the disciplines needed in the bubble. And if that's the case, then fine. Then we had a little bit of an edge. I don't think that's solely the reason, but we had some meltdowns in the bubble. It wasn't easy. And what happened to us last year in the bubble was last year. And what happened to us this year is what happened this year. And we'd have to deal with those circumstances. So I don't look at that as a slight, but you know, when people want to jump on it and say something negative about it, then that's their problem. That's their issue.
Don't make the Godfather mad. He's getting revenge. Just like you guys had revenge this year, we might get our revenge next year against the Bucks. No revenge on my mind. It's the weekend. Nothing but good vibes. I'm getting out of here. Going to kind of lay low, go downstairs, hang out with my neighbors Giuseppe and Nathan. Maybe watch this big Luka Doncic, Dallas Mavericks, taking on the LA Clippers, maybe ruining their season. Both LA teams could be out of the playoffs. Woo! That is something crazy. If you want to get at me this weekend, it's real simple. You can search the streets of Miami. That's going to be hard, but it's simpler just to go to @DanDayRadio, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and one day maybe OnlyFans. You can download the podcast for this show or any of the shows wherever you get your podcast. The Audacy app, Audacy, that's absolutely free. Or you can go to our website, WQAM.com. Have a great weekend. Let's do it next week, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Enjoy. I am Dan Day. Thanks for listening. This is 560 The Joe Radio Rewind.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.